Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm Dr. Ethan, your host for today's episode. As a doctor, molecular biologist, lifelong athlete, and founder of a regenerative medicine clinic, I've had the privilege of guiding thousands of people on their journey toward healthier, more vibrant living. Whether I'm in the operating room, the classroom, or with clients in my clinic, one thing always comes up. The science behind the treatments and strategies we use, especially when it comes to peptides. Today, we're diving into the molecular and cell biology of peptides, a topic at the very heart of modern medicine, athletic performance, and wellness. You might have heard about peptides in the context of anti-aging creams, muscle recovery supplements, or even cutting-edge therapies for chronic diseases. But what exactly are they? And why are they generating so much excitement in both the medical and athletic communities? If you're invested in your health, performance, or longevity, understanding the basic biology of peptides isn't just useful, it's essential. During consultations with my patients, I always make it a point to demystify how peptides work at the cellular level, because making informed decisions starts with understanding what's happening inside your own body. Let me ask you, ever wondered how these tiny molecules, just chains of amino acids, can create such a massive impact on your body's function and appearance? The answer lies deep within our cells, in a process scientists call the central dogma of molecular biology. Here's the quick version. Our DNA contains the blueprints for every protein our body makes. Through a process called transcription, that information is copied into RNA, and then, via translation, it's turned into proteins, essentially the body's workforce. Peptides are the short, powerful messengers that can influence every step of this process, acting like text messages sent between cells to instruct healing, growth, or even the slowing of aging. So, in today's episode, we'll unpack how peptides interact with your biology on a molecular level, why they're so promising for medicine and wellness, and how you can use this knowledge to make smarter choices for your health. Let's get started and explore the science of ageless living one molecule at a time. Let's dive into the fascinating world of peptides, a topic that sits at the crossroads of molecular biology, medicine, and the science of ageless living. First, let's start with a definition. Peptides are short chains of amino acids, which are the basic building blocks of all proteins in your body. Think of amino acids as individual beads, and a peptide as a short string of those beads linked together. Now you might be wondering, how are peptides different from proteins or from single amino acids? Here's the distinction. A single amino acid is just one bead. When you link two or more amino acids together, you get a peptide. If you keep adding more and more beads, usually more than 50, you eventually have a protein. So peptides are essentially the in-between molecules, longer than a single amino acid, but shorter and simpler than a full-blown protein. Now, let's talk about structure. Peptides are formed when amino acids are joined together by what's called a peptide bond. This is a special chemical connection that links the carboxyl group of one amino acid to the amino group of another. The result is a chain that can be as short as two amino acids called a dipeptide, or much longer. The sequence and number of amino acids in a peptide determine its unique properties and biological functions. When we talk about types of peptides, we often use terms like oligopeptides and polypeptides. Oligopeptides are short chains, typically made up of 2 to 20 amino acids. These include dipeptides, tripeptides, and so on. Polypeptides are longer chains, usually more than 20, but fewer than 50 amino acids. Once you cross that threshold, and the chain folds into a complex three-dimensional structure, you're in protein territory. But the line isn't always perfectly clear. It's more of a spectrum than a hard boundary. So why are peptides so relevant to our health and well-being? Peptides are far more than just structural components. They're active messengers in the body. Some of the most important molecules in your body are peptides. For example, peptide hormones like insulin regulate your blood sugar. Neurotransmitters such as endorphins, which influence mood and pain perception, are also peptides. And then there are signaling molecules, tiny peptides, that act as messengers, telling your cells when to grow, repair, or even slow down the aging process. In my consultations, I often explain that peptides are like the body's text messages, short, precise, and incredibly powerful. They can trigger healing, boost muscle growth, enhance cognitive function, and even help your skin look younger. That's why peptides are at the forefront of so many therapies in medicine, sports, and wellness. So, the next time you hear about a peptide-based treatment or supplement, remember, you're dealing with one of nature's most elegant and versatile tools, a molecule small enough to slip between the cracks, but mighty enough to orchestrate some of the most important processes in your body. You've probably heard this term before, especially in discussions about health, anti-aging, and even skincare. But what exactly are they, and what do they do inside our bodies? To help us understand, let's use an analogy. Think of a peptide like a highly specialized project manager at a busy construction site. They aren't the entire building, but they are crucial for specific tasks, ensuring everything is built correctly and on schedule. We'll follow the life cycle of one of these foremen, from its creation to its eventual retirement, to see just how vital they are. The entire journey begins with the master blueprint, our DNA. It's kept safe and sound in the main office, which we call the nucleus of the cell. This blueprint contains all the instructions for every single thing the cell needs to do, including how to make our peptide project manager. The first step is a process called transcription. This is like making a working copy of just the instructions we need right now. A team of specialized workers' enzymes called RNA polymerases comes into the nucleus. They carefully read the specific section of the DNA blueprint that codes for our peptide and create a temporary mobile copy. This copy is called messenger RNA, or mRNA. This mRNA is like a molecular photocopy of the building plan, and it's small enough to leave the office and head out to the bustling construction site, the cytoplasm. Now, this isn't a free-for-all. This transcription process is tightly controlled. Senior site supervisors, which we call transcription factors, have to bind to specific regions of the DNA blueprint known as promoters. These factors are the ones that tell the RNA polymerase where to start reading and when to begin, ensuring that the right peptide is made at the right time. There's even a system of flags and markers on the blueprints called epigenetic modifications, such as DNA methylation, that can essentially tell the supervisors, don't even bother with this section right now. It's locked. These epigenetic marks don't change the blueprint itself, just whether it can be read. Once our mRNA blueprint copy leaves the nucleus, it heads to the main construction hub of the cell, the ribosome. This is where the actual assembly of our peptide formin begins, in a process called translation. Think of the ribosome as the assembly line on the building site. It receives the mRNA blueprint copy and reads it three instructions at a time. Each three-letter instruction, or codon, specifies a particular building block. These building blocks are called amino acids. To make sure the right amino acid is used for each instruction, the cell uses special delivery trucks called transfer RNA, or tRNA. These tRNA trucks bring the correct amino acids to the ribosome, and the ribosome links them all together one by one to form a growing chain. This chain is a polypeptide, the direct precursor to our finished peptide formin. This assembly line is a precise operation. It begins when the ribosome locks onto a specific start codon, continues as amino acids are added one by one during elongation, and finally stops when it hits a stop codon. This signals that the peptide chain is complete and ready to be released from the ribosome, but the job isn't done when the polypeptide chain is finished. Most of these new project managers need some crucial finishing touches. This is where post-translational modifications come in. These are like specialized workshops on the building site where the foreman gets their final equipment, uniforms, and certifications. For example, phosphorylation is like giving them a hard hat that can be switched on or off, telling them when to be active or inactive. Glycosylation is like adding a weatherproof coating to help them fold into the correct shape and become more stable. Another important step is proteolytic cleavage, which is like having a supervisor cut a part of the uniform off to officially activate them. This is exactly how a crucial molecule like insulin is made. It starts as a longer, inactive peptide and is cut down to its final active form. So, how does the cell decide when to hire a foreman and when to send them home? The production of peptides is tightly regulated at multiple levels. At the genetic level, those same epigenetic marks we talked about can control whether the blueprint is even accessible. If a particular foreman isn't needed for a while, the blueprint for them might get locked away. The cell also gets its marching orders from its environment. Signal transduction pathways are like the cell's internal communication network. Hormones and growth factors act like urgent text messages or emails that tell the cell, we need more foremen for this project immediately. This allows cells to rapidly adjust peptide production in response to changing needs, whether it's ramping up immune peptides during an infection or producing growth factors during tissue repair. Finally, what happens when a foreman is no longer needed or gets damaged? The cell has a sophisticated system for breaking them down and recycling the materials. The main players here are peptidases and the proteasome. Peptidases are like small recycling trucks that chop peptides into their individual amino acid building blocks, which can then be reused to make new ones. The proteasome, on the other hand, is a much larger barrel-shaped recycling center. It looks for foremen who have been tagged for destruction with a small molecule called ubiquitin. This process, known as the ubiquitin proteasome pathway, is how the cell cleans house, getting rid of damaged or unwanted foremen to make way for new, healthy ones. When this system breaks down, it can lead to age-related diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, highlighting just how important balanced peptide turnover is for healthy aging. So, from the moment a blueprint is copied to the final recycling of the finished product, the life of a peptide is a beautifully choreographed dance of transcription, translation, modification, and degradation. It's a project management system that keeps our cells and our bodies running smoothly, resilient, and hopefully for a long time to come. Understanding these molecular mechanisms not only deepens our appreciation for life's complexity, but also opens up exciting new avenues for interventions that could one day help us live healthier, longer lives. If you've ever wondered how your cells know what to do and when to do it, peptides are a big part of the answer. Think of your body as a bustling construction site, a city that's always being built, repaired, and remodeled. On this site, you have plumbers, electricians, and masons, each with their own specialized skills. But none of these workers would know what to do or when to do it without a project manager. The project manager doesn't lay bricks, run wires, or install pipes. Instead, they coordinate, direct, and make sure everyone is in the right place at the right time, following the right blueprint. Peptides are like the project managers of your cells. They don't build anything themselves. They don't produce hormones, enzymes, or structural proteins. Instead, they direct the cell's workforce, telling the cellular plumbers, electricians, and masons when to get to work, what to build, and how to do it. Peptides are the messengers, the coordinators, the facilitators. Without them, cellular construction would grind to a halt, or worse, descend into chaos. So, how do these project managers communicate? Peptides act as signaling molecules. Some of the most well-known peptides in your body are hormones like insulin and growth factors. Insulin, for example, is a peptide hormone that tells your cells when to absorb sugar from the bloodstream, ensuring your energy supply is steady and balanced. Growth factors are another class of peptide messengers, instructing cells when to grow, divide, or repair themselves. When a peptide is released, it travels through the body and binds to a specific receptor on the surface of a target cell. This is like the project manager handing a set of instructions to the foreman of a particular crew. Each peptide fits its receptor like a key in a lock, ensuring that only the right message gets delivered to the right team. Once the peptide binds to its receptor, a cascade of events inside the cell is triggered, known as a signal transduction pathway. Imagine the foreman receiving the project manager's memo and then relaying those instructions down the line, activating electricians to wire a new room or masons to lay a new foundation. At the molecular level, this often involves receptors on the cell surface that, when activated by a peptide, set off a chain reaction inside the cell. This can activate proteins, turn genes on or off, and ultimately lead to a specific cellular response, whether that's making more insulin receptors, repairing DNA, or producing new enzymes. This process is highly regulated and incredibly precise. Just as a construction project would fall apart if the wrong instructions were given, cellular communication relies on the right peptide binding to the right receptor at the right time. Peptides don't just send messages, they also help regulate the activity of the cell's machinery. Think of them as quality control managers, making sure that the workers don't get ahead of themselves or make costly mistakes. Some peptides act as enzyme inhibitors or modulators. Enzymes are the tools and machines of the cell responsible for building, breaking down, and transforming molecules. Peptides can bind to these enzymes, either slowing them down, speeding them up, or turning them off entirely. This is essential for maintaining balance. Too much or too little enzyme activity can be disastrous, just like having too many or too few workers on a job site. For example, certain peptides can inhibit enzymes involved in inflammation, helping to keep the body's response in check. Others modulate metabolic enzymes, ensuring that energy production matches the cell's needs. This fine-tuning is critical for health and longevity. Before we wrap up, let's briefly mention another remarkable role of peptides: defending the body against invaders. Antimicrobial peptides are like the security team on the construction site, patrolling for intruders and neutralizing threats before they can cause damage. These peptides are part of our innate immune system, the body's first line of defense. They can directly attack bacteria, viruses, and fungi by disrupting their membranes, effectively stopping infections before they take hold. Antimicrobial peptides can also signal other immune cells to join the fight. So, the next time you hear about peptides in the context of health, aging, or disease, remember, they're not the builders, but the orchestrators. They don't produce anything themselves, but without their direction, the cell's workforce would be lost. Peptides ensure that every process, from metabolism to immunity, runs smoothly and efficiently, making them essential for the science of ageless living. As we wrap up today's deep dive into the molecular and cell biology of peptides, I want to leave you with a sense of just how essential and fascinating these small molecules truly are. Peptides aren't just buzzwords in wellness or medicine. They are the unsung orchestrators of our health, longevity, and daily vitality. From the moment your DNA is transcribed and translated, peptides are taking center stage, guiding, directing, and synchronizing the countless processes happening in your body every second. Think back to how we describe peptides as project managers on a busy construction site. They don't lay the bricks themselves, but without their direction, the entire workforce would be lost. Every time your cells need to grow, heal, produce energy, or mount a defense against invaders, it's peptides that are sending the instructions, ensuring the right job gets done at the right time. They are the messengers, the regulators, and the quality controllers, making sure that your cellular machinery runs smoothly and efficiently and that everything is kept in balance. What I find most inspiring is how adaptable and dynamic this system is. Peptides are not static. Their production is modulated by everything from your environment to your diet, stress levels, and even your age. They respond to signals, adjust to new challenges, and keep your cells resilient in the face of change. This intricate regulation reflects the body's remarkable ability to maintain harmony and repair itself, even as the years go by. We also touched on how peptide science is not just theoretical, it's rapidly moving from the lab into our everyday lives. Whether it's advanced therapies for chronic illness, innovative anti-aging treatments, or supplements designed to support muscle recovery and cognitive health, the applications are growing every day. But perhaps the most important takeaway is that understanding peptides empowers you to make smarter choices for your own well-being. When you see a peptide-based product or hear about a new therapy, you now know that you're looking at the culmination of decades of molecular research tools designed to work with your body's natural systems, not against them. Looking ahead, the future of peptides is incredibly promising. Each year, we're uncovering new possibilities, ways to slow aging at the cellular level, enhance tissue repair, and build more robust defenses against disease. The science of ageless living is in many ways just beginning, and peptides are right at the heart of that journey. My hope is that you leave today's episode feeling not just better informed, but genuinely excited for what's ahead. Because ageless living doesn't start with a miracle cure or a secret formula, it starts with understanding what your body is already capable of and how you can support those natural processes with knowledge and intention. So, as you move forward, stay curious. Don't hesitate to ask questions, seek out reliable information, and take an active role in your health. Remember, every choice you make, from what you eat to how you move, rest, and recover, can influence those project managers inside your cells, helping you live not just longer, but better. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of peptides and the science of ageless living. I'm Dr. Ethan, and I look forward to continuing this journey with you one discovery, one molecule, and one vibrant day at a time. Until next time, stay healthy, stay curious, and keep exploring the incredible science within you.